left off last week with a problem in the Ramban. Just a question: How did the Drashas Chazal and the pasuk that he quotes in Chumash, has it all fit together? You know, we started out that maybe drashas are different, and maybe there's no drashas in Nach, the Reises, only the Rabbanan, you know. The question is, what did he want with Rashi? Why was he so, what's Shita Shalmika, what's going on, okay? So, I have an idea. Okay. Let's look at another Ramban Chumash. Ramban in Yisroi, Shmos Perichov Posiches, Vitam Lakachoi. Okay. Yeah, Zochazir Mashabas Lakachoi, Vatam Lakachoi, Shehe Zichoinenu Boy. Leois Kodesh Be'einenu. Lakache means that the day should be Kodesh Be'einenu. A little different idea in Kiddush. Kiddush were Mekadesh the Shabbos, but for Kiel, Zocho, you should remember the Shabbos, that it should be Kodesh, it should be sanctified in your eyes. Kmo Sha'omo, V'kolosa l'shabes v'ineg v'kdoish Hashem mechubot. Okay. So l'kdoish Hashem mechubot, l'kdoish Hashem mechubot is the idea that they should be kodesh and separated in your mind. Then he continues. V'atam. Vatam, shetehei hashvisa be'einenu, the resting on Shabbos, the menucha of Shabbos, ba'avur shuyim kodesh. It's not because it's a holiday, but it's a day of sanctity. And the shvisa is not because of the holiday. As the Gemara, not like the Gemara says that the Tzukim said Moshe Rabbeinu Oyev Yisrael that he wanted a two day repast, but he says the Shvisa is for Kedusha. And then he continues, L'hiponois boy me'iske hamachshovois v'havli hazmanim. It's almost like the Rambam's call from Shefa on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, a little bit different. That's Uri Shein Mishaschem, but Mehavli Azman, to have a day for God, is really what the din of Shvis is all about. Veloseis boy oineg. What's he talking about earning now? So he's talking, the Chayy is going back to the Pasuk, V'kros l'shabbos einig, V'kdosh Hashem mechubot. He talks about the Shvisa is to be sanctified to God. And that we should only have thoughts about God. V'loseis boy einig l'nafshenu b'darkei Hashem. Voleches el hachomim ve'al neviim lishmoya divrei Hashem. Kmo shenema, madua loy holachte elov hayoyim. Madua at holeches elov hayoyim loy chodesh loy Shabbos. Shabbos the day to go to hachomim. Shehoya Dalkum came Bechinam Mazal Michlau the Bechinish Mishabbos Boy Lemezal. So I would tell you then that the whole issue of Likdash Hashem Mechubav and the whole issue of Mitzol Chetzecho V'Dabe Dovo is a Yoyim which is Kaddish to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which only Asik in Yonah Kedusha. So it's not a Shivisa of rest, it's Shvitzah of being attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then you can imagine the issue of talking too much, and the other Rambans and the Yushalmi and the Bekoshi Tirushila Shalom B'Shabbos. What the Ramban says, Goimechum V'Kashalon, Hayin Mitzvah Chetzcho V'Ika Pirush Mufurish V'Yusham V'Chanina. Because the day you should be completely entrenched and makusha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Om Rav Shimon Ba'abo Rav Shimon Yorcha Kavichom Le'ime is Otoni Osu Lo'odim is Om Le'ime Mishtoi Sagin Hav Om Le'ime Shabbatihi. It's because you shouldn't have your mind on other things besides Kedusha. I assume she wasn't saying a Shtikul Teira and getting yourself involved in the conversation, which is the way most people spend their Shabbos. That's not the issue over here. Tony also only tefillah tzlocha b'Shabbos, because you're not thinking about yourself, you're only with God. So once you put this Ramban together with this Ramban Chumash, it's maybe the whole thing is a different world. And then it comes out a very strange thing. Yoyim Tircha V'Omo doesn't necessarily need physical, it means complete detachment from anything mundane. And then it's a whole different world, if that's the pshat. Just thought, if I saw this Ramban, I said maybe there's a way. Okay? That's very, very interesting, okay? With this Ramban, that Ramban, this is maybe it's all together, okay? So that's my contribution for the beginning of the evening. Okay? Because I think when we left off last time, it was almost like, Ech kamo l'choy kibimene. And I also thought so also. Okay? Next. So Tishbois is, Mitzot Tishbois means that the Yoyim Menucha should be Yoyim of to be called the Kodesh HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And Lekatshoi is mamash a whole different world. Lekatshoi. Now, that's the Ramban. I think that's good. Now, next is the Ramban. The Rambam in Perek Chaf Aleph, this is what we started with last time, we ended off with last time. The Rambam Perek Chaf Aleph is Nema Bateri Tishbois, L'chor is referring to Dreisa, and then ends off with the Rabbonon, because of this, the Rabbonon said, you should be man. And then he continues in the end, he says that therefore the Chomim Asid Dvorim Harbehein Sh'os L'Chachom. So what's the device and what's the issue over here? So the Rambam has Adi Isuri the Rabbonon in Perek Chof Dalet. Okay, yesh dvorim shehein asurim b'Shabbos afo pishenim doim melocha v'inim meveim l'doim melocha. So that's the logical conclusion. There's doim melocha meil doim melocha. V'vinei ma nesru v'vinei shenem o'im toshim b'Shabbos v'aglecho aseis chefzach achafasecho b'yoim kodshi v'nema
וחיברת מעשה את דרכך ומצורך חפסך בדוד אובה.
And we'll see later, we get to it, the Rambam lives out the middle over here. He quotes the beginning and the end, and the middle of the Pasuk of the Gdosh Hashem Mechubot, of across the Shabbos Eilei, Gdosh Hashem Mechubot, he doesn't quote here. He leaves that part out. He says, in Tosh B'Shabbos Raglecha, and he has the end of it, on Mitzvah Chefs Chavadah B'Dom. Okay? And he says, and he continues, Lefikoch, also the Odom Lahalich B'Chafotzov, B'Shabbos, Vafilu Ledabe Bohen. Vafilu Ledabe Bohen. Of Chafotzov, he's going, Shidabim Shutfoy, Mayimko, Lomocho, Oy Mayikne, Oheichivne, Baizer, Ubeze Schoir Yelech Lomocho Plori, Kozek Yezu Osa Shnema, Vidabe Dobo, Dibo Osa Hiro Mutter. So it means that the Dibo is Dibo Shal Schoir, or Dibo Shal Mechel Memka, whatever, okay? The Mavua, that the Iso of Mitzvah Chesacho and Dabe Dobo, L'cheira is answering everything in Perich of Dalet. And it's not a shvus, because it's not Deir Memlocha. The question is it coincidental that Ram quotes Perich of Dalet after Perich of Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, which are the psukim of shvus? Or there is some relationship we should build. Okay? So, Rebbe used to say, not about this question, but just what is Perich of Dalet talking about? What Yeshaya Asid are Pulois Mesuyomois of Derechil. You shouldn't have a hiluch like chol. You shouldn't have a sicha keder chol. But he didn't talk about the word tiltol. He didn't say you can't carry things around like chol. And that's what the Rambam at the end of the parak has a kal v'chomer. The ma'adach says lo yidir hiluch shabbos hiluch shachol v'dibuch shabbos hiluch shachol. Kal v'chomer, you shouldn't have titul shabbos titul shachol, but it's an isapur. And that's the Rambam ends off shekadesh tehei lo tehei kiyom chol be'enof, and that's the kal v'chomer, right? And my Rebbe finished the chayra. This is what's all going on in Muksa. And Chav Dalet really is an introduction to Perich Chav Hei and Chav Vav. Okay? So he starts off with Yeshaya, he moves off to the Kal V'Chomer of making Isa Muksa, and then he moves in to Perich Chav Hei and Chav Vav. So, I'll just add to the following. Because Ram says, in Chav Dalet, Halacha Yebezi and Gimel, Os Chachom Letalta Mixas Gvorim B'Shabbos Deir Shoyis V'chol B'nei Ma Nogu B'Yisazeh Omu Ma Im Hishiru Nevi'im V'tziva Shalei Yiluch Shashabbos Kiluch Shachol V'loi Sicha Shashabbos K'sicha Shachol Shinema V'da B'dovo Kal V'chaima Shelo yiye tiltol haShabbos kitiltol b'chol. Okay, say. Kedei shelo yiye kiyom chol be'enov v'yovo v'agbia u'sachin keilim b'tina l'pina u'mibayis l'bayis l'etzni avonim u'kiyetzi bohen sh'ari hu botel v'yoshi b'beisoy v'yivakesh dov v'shis askeboy V'nimsa shelo shavas ubotel hatam shnema l'man yenuach. L'man yinuach, where'd that come from? V'ok, shivach v'tal to kelim l'achtor, he might come to do melacha. Nimz shul shavas, and then he says, and then he finishes off. V'oy v'bnei shemix la'om, v'lo shavas shvis in the keres, because the b'teilim kol ayoyim, v'lo shavas shvis in the keres. So it's mamish amazing thing. What's l'man yinuach, and what's shvis in the keres? L'chiris tachtish bois, because the Ram says very clearly and shows to she. He says that the assay of Shvisa B'Shabbos is nichbal many times in the Torah. Kvar noida shatzibui ala Shvisa B'Shabbos nichbal b'Torah shteim esrei pomim, and one of them is l'man yinuach. So how can you have a kal v'chaima to put something into shvis in the keres and the issue of shvis in the keres, and the kal v'chaima is in the pesuk in Yeshaya, if the pesuk in Yeshaya himself don't have anything to do with shvisa? Okay, so I say from that l'chaira you see in Rambam that he clearly held that everything going on in Yeshaya also do with Shvisa. Oh, but everything is Drabon over there also. So it means L'man Yanuch, he's talking about the whole day. He says the whole day he's active in this. It's not a Yom Menucha. That's Tishbois. And the Dreis expresses itself Hain. In terms of he'd be oisik and shvus the whole day, if he's oisik in things which are nothing to do with Shabbos, or he takes his mind away from shvus and nikeres, or he's out of shvus and nikeres, there's a problem. So it means that pshat in the Rambam is that chof gimel, it's not stam, chof aleph, chof beis, chof gimel, chof dalet, chof hei, chof bov, is a taich in the deraisa de gedin of Tishbois, and how the Rabbonim played it out, and how the Pesukim and Yeshaya are helping us play it out.
What is
the Man Yinuach? The Man Yinuach, he's learning a new pshat, and this I'm afraid to say I'd rather wait the Shurish Hamishi, because Ram says, because Abchaim doesn't assume like that. Okay, and I'm not going to talk about this now, but when the Rambam talks in Shuras HaShchamishi, that it doesn't include Taimim, okay, in the Minyan HaMitzvos, okay, he only talks about Taimim which are Lavim, Velo. He doesn't have it in the opposite case. Rav Chaim Masuzah Dov Poshet, and one of his answers, and why Laman Tiskas Yom Tzeis Chameret Tzchaim is not Minyan HaMitzvos, because timing is not in Yom Mitzvah, okay? If L'man Yinuach, okay, is one of the whole list of Shabboson, L'man Yinuach Shocho B'chamocho, and how can you have it being a Nichpal of Yud Aleph, whatever, how many times he says it is, if L'maisa is, it's not. It's not a mitzvah. It's a very odd thing. The whole structure, you want it to be symmetrical, but maybe it's not. If that's correct, in the Torah L'man Yinuach, that you want it to be a Yom Menucha. That's what you see from this. But that's the mitzvah of Tishbeis. Okay? Okay. Now, and that's what it says. What does it say? The pasuk of Yom HaShvi'i, Shabbos Hashem Elokecho, Leisasiko Moloch Atu Vincho Vivitcho Viabcho Viamishocho Vachamocho V'chol behemtecho, v'geruch Hashem b'shirecho, l'man yinuach avdecho, v'yamoscho, kamoicho. So what's kamoicho? The whole purpose, the whole thing, is that shvi menucha for the other also. And the din shvisa is l'man yinuach kamoicho. And the chizuk levim levim or machazik, this the right that they can din of tishbois, and that's what's going on over here. And the chayre is the two dinim in tishbois: there's the rabbonans, which is in melacha, and there's the whole psukim Yeshaya. And then we understand it should be like that, because especially the Rambam says at the end of the Minyan HaKotze, we had this Chisofer there, Val Derech Zeh Kol Mitzvos Aseh V'Loiseh Zeh, that every mitzvah Drabonon, every Issa Drabonon is a Chizuk V'Daraisa. And here's Shavuos, and all the din of Yeshaya are chizuk in the derais of Tishbos. Okay. Now.
And what's the Shavuos according to the what's the Shavuos derais according to the Rambam?
The Shavuos derais, no, the Shavuos derais is Tishbos. That Tishbos, the Yoim is not a Yoim Menucha. There's no Shavuos in the Keres. The whole Yoim, if the Rav, I think, said this, he said that you need a Yoim Menucha with the Raisa. And he compared the Ram and the Ramban. But it's, oh, with the Taich.
Everything he talks about in Perakhav Alp, it's all considered a Shosin, according to the Ram. Darus Melacha, and maybe we didn't Melacha.
The Ram has, that's what he says, it's very clear. The Ram says that everything, Ram has Shavuos of Darim Melacha. And maybe Melacha, everything in Chav Aleph, Chav Beis, and Chav Gimel is Shavuos. Chav Dalet is Yeshaya. Now I just want to tell you something fast. In Chav Dalet, I'm just going to tell you a few chidushim, and you can do with them whatever you want. I don't want to talk too long with this. I don't want to get away from the focus. But the Rambam does a very, very strange thing. He quotes the din in Halacha Yud, Kol advorim she'nasu mishum shvus le'goz aleim ben ha'shmoshes el ba'asmu shal yoyim hu she'nasu al ben ha'shmoshes mutun. So what's to do with Perich of Dalad? See, learns the Issa Shpus in Ben Hashmoshes only goes on the Yeshaya. And pulls from Siyomus in Ben Hashmoshes. And once you have that, mitzvah could be a matir, and derech could be a matir. That's the learning shot in what the het is. It's an amazing thing, okay? This is, I have a lich for this, but it's just one, okay? Just like, once you come to the conclusion, the world changes, okay? Now, because the Gemara says, ain't only be Elon. And he says, you can be oil and be on Ben HaShemosh. And even the Tzorach Mitzvah. Because there is Shavuos, and here it's not. Ben HaShemosh is not Shavuos. The Rambam is machadish that the Het and the Dorim and Eima Fligam L'Yam HaGodol is also because of Yishai. That's what he calls it. I would say maybe it's a tikkun something, what it called out. The Rambam quotes it in Perek Chavdalet.
He also says an amazing thing. He says, and Halacha Yudalev, Kotten, Sherisa, Osa, Beshabbos, Dova, Shehu, Mishum, Shavuos, Kegoyim, Shetolish, Mirotz, Shein, Anokov, I tilt the Bakamas, ain't better than Silver Lafarisha. The Chain, in Hiniach, Oviv, ain't Mamachim Beyode. So it means the whole issue of ain't Mamachim, and if the father should stop him or not, is only Bacham Mitzvah Chesacha. It seems the Potsuk Yeshaya, that the Yoim should not, it's not do, I would have put it in the Prokham of Shavuos. It's an amazing thing. Then, even further, the Rambam has something which a priori should have been a shvus. Hamasham is loyov mipnei ho'ifois perik chavdal lochetes mipnei ho'ifois umikshoov umidluov if in a hachayo, lo yisapek, v'lo yirakev, k'derech sh'oise b'cho. Sh'oise b'cho gezeira, Shemayito Tsro Yizok Arba Ambus Bishrabu. So I look at this the first time, I said, what's going on over here? Why isn't this in the Prokim of Shavuos? What is this going on in the Perek of Yeshaya? Okay. So I just want to tell you something over here. Here the Rabbonim were not Grizer. That it's a shvus. The Rabbon had a heter that I'm allowed to be misham ginosai, that I'm allowed to be misham mishum ganovim, that people shouldn't steal my things, even though it's a chetzacha. But if I'm doing a shmira from ganovim in a way that may come to melacha, or to the heter, it goes in the mitzvah chetzacha v'dabadova. And it's not a shvus at all. The whole perek is the perek of mitzvah chetzacha v'dabadova. Okay? I don't want to get into this more, but this is the mamish, this is the mafteach, okay? Now, I'm telling you also that the whole perek, chofhei, all muksa, is not a shvus. The whole perek mefanin is in there. And the isa of mefanin, of dal vehe kupas, more or less, or whatever it is, that is Mitzochefsecha, and that goes in the pool for summers. All this, the whole program, everything go into this. And even the Rambam quotes. I decided not to do that now. Just one thing, because I won't get out of it. And Nechemi Ben Chakalia has turned upside down. Because Nechemi ben Chakalia coined to Ramban as a shvus, and he quotes it as the example of shvus in Sherish Beis. Correct? Here the Ram quotes Nechemi ben Chakalia as an extension of Yeshaya, in Pulus Misayomis. So the Ram is Chilik and the Beit Misaydina. It's a Kalvachayma. It's on the Tish Beis. But the Tishbois are the Rabbonim, which they won't increase the Malach. The Mamish, I want you to know over here, this is the framework. There's a lot more. I did a lot of work on this. This is the framework to think about Chav Dalet, Chav Hei, Chav Vov. Okay? And to keep in mind what's going on in Chav Aleph, Chav Beis, and Chav Gimel.
major nafkamina you're talking about is what's shvus and tishbos is b'chal malacha drabonon.
That's what I'm going to continue. So what's going on is it's a very strange thing, because the word tishbos, okay, doesn't necessarily mean a malacha on the d'raisa level, because you can evolve in other things also. So when they were glazed because of tishbos, sometimes he said it's a malacha d'rabbanon, because the Ram would also agree with this. The tishbos per se in the Gemara in Shabbos, when it quotes tchuma libid Rabbi Akiva and it quotes havara koin to Rabbi Yosi, that's chilul Shabbos. Shavuos maybe chilul Shabbos mid'rabbanon, but not b'teres tishbos. Because Rabbanan declared it because of this. But anything Yeshaya, even though it's under Tishbos, and the Gzeir because of Tishbos, has nothing to do with Meshumet. That was, I wanted to finish, that was the last bang. Okay? Now, however, comes the Rambam and turns the world upside down. Because you, everyone knows Perek Lamed Hilchos Shabbos. And the Ram opens up Perek Lamed Hilchos Shabbos. Avod Vorim Nemu B'Shabbos Shnayim Min HaTeira B'Shnayim Midivrei Sofer V'Hein Mefuroshim Al Yedei HaNevi'im Shebatora Zocha B'Shomu Shnespash Al Yedei HaNevi'im Chove V'Einig Shenema V'Kolosa L'Shabbos Einig. And it means this is a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah from Kovod V'Einik. And the Ram has done an amazing thing. He cuts the pasuk up. The beginning of the pasuk Yeshaya and the end of pasuk Yeshaya is talking about Pulos Mesuyamos. And that is Perek Chavdalet. And that has to do with the rise of Tishbos. And then there's the middle of Pasuk of Vekdosh Hashem Mechubot, because the Shabbos is Vekdosh Hashem Mechubot. That's Perek Lamed. Okay, I don't know if you ever noticed that before, but that's what I didn't say anything except that's what Ram did, and it's an amazing thing. And it's exactly why he quotes the Venema, because he stops the Pasuk in the middle. Didn't say Hemshich, as he calls the first half of the Pasuk. The end of the Pasuk. Okay? And the middle of the Pasuk calls the Perek Lamed. So it means there are two different things going on here. B'chal. There's a, when you talk about, it's not covered the Einik Shabbos, what's going on in Perek Chavdalet, that's Pulis Mesuyomot because of Tishbos. And there's something called Kovenanik Shabbos, which is in Perek Lamed. And then he happens to quote Mafligin, okay, I don't know what the difference is, whether it's also because of both, or Mafligin Liyam Agodol is also because of Yeshaya, and this is Mafligin Liyam, give him, you have to look exactly what Yeshaya is, but whatever it is, there's Kovenanik, and there's Pulis Musiyamas of Yeshaya, and that's Chavdalet, and that's Lamed. That's Mamish sets up the whole Shabbos. Now you have Mamish from Chaf Aleph come out until the end. And the Ram is very careful. I think Tchumim is the Chalav, but the Gemara says Tchumim according to Rabbi Akiva, but our Tchumim is nothing to do with Tishbos. And that he puts afterwards. In other words, he has everything what's due with Yeshaya until Chavov. Chav Zayin and Chav Ches is Tchumim, which is a separate thing. And the Pusi puts up Yosi and Einch in the middle of Yeshaya, which is a very interesting thing. Okay? That's I started it. I stopped because I don't want to get myself involved in that. And then Perek Lamed is the other stickle of Yeshaya of Chavov V'Einik. Okay? Now it's even more than that. It becomes a little murky now. Because
And when we get back to Psigas, you'll see exactly, how Psigas goes over here. Because the Ram put, keep in mind, Ram put Psigas in Perich Havdalot. Because the pool of, lo yihiluch ha-shabes ki luch ha-shachol, the pool of Mesuyemes.
The problem is, in Perich Lamed, Ram says like this, there is a Gemara about v'chibaritoi mi'asuiz do'achecho, right? And the Ram quotes some of the dinim that the Gemara learns in Shabbos from Chibarito, Me'asuiz do'achecho, he quotes in Perek Lamed. Let me read a Gemara, a Kofi Gimel, in Shabbos, Kofi Gimel Amrav. V'chibarito, the Greek Kofi Gimel Mabez, V'chibarito, Me'asuiz do'achecho, V'chibarito, Shelo yehei ma'bushcho shel Shabbos, ki ma'bushcho shochel. Where does Ram quote that? Perek Lamed. Right? We'll see. V'chi hod Rabbi Yochanan kori lemonei mechabdusai me'asei to achecho shalei yiluch ha-shal Shabbos ki yiluch ha-shal chol. And the Gemara on Kupi Gimel Amud Bei says that it's toch. What? It's Psigasa. And Psigasa Perek Chavdalot. So what's going on here? How did he pull the trick off? Perek Lamed Aloha Gimel, okay. Umikovet Shabbos, Shilubas Ksus Nekia. V'lo yehei malbush hachol k'malbush ha-Shabbos. V'im ein lo lahachlif, mishal shol talisoi, k'dei shilo yehei malbush k'malbush hachol. So I think the Rambam knew this, because the Gemara Kuf Yutes in Shabbos, says Omale Reshkus Rab Nuna, my Dichsibutosh Hashem Mechubed, Omale, Ze Yom Kippurim She'em Belo Achil Oshisiya, Omatera Kabdeu Bixus Nikia. So he learned that it's a Mrs. Kovet Shabbos. Okay? The question, how does it work? So I want to tell you something, okay? Say something here. There is, because the Ram holds, there's not only covered Shabbos by Shabbos, but by Yom Tov also, and Yom Kippur's Bachal. And that's what he says in the Hilchos Yom Tov, that it's covered in Oinig also on Yom Tov, correct? That's the Rambam in. Perig Vova Locha Tezai? Okay. Now, just want to tell you something, okay? I'm going to disagree a little with the grain over here, but you'll see where I'm coming from and you can decide yourself, okay? First of all, when the Gemara says that the Amoroyim were misatif and boi v'neitze liko Shabbos amalka, okay? What does it mean, misatif? What did they do? Okay. So Rashi says in Kuf Yutes that they put on begodim bigdei Shabbos. Okay? The Ram doesn't learn like that. And I want to show you what he did. He did an amazing thing. The Ram says in Perek Lamed Halacha Beis, Ezo kovod, ze she'omu chachomim, she'mitzvah al ha'odom, lilchoit ponov yodov v'raglov, b'chamin, be'erev Shabbos, v'bnei kvod ha-Shabbos, u mis'atev b'tzitzis. So the question is, let me ask you something. Let's say someone washes himself, okay, and stops there. It's not clear to me in Rambam, if you read the Rambam, and you don't come with everything you were brought up with, that you did anything. Okay? The Rambam says, Ezel Kovrit,
of what is covered Shabbos. Ze she'omu chachomim she'mitzal l'odom l'ucho et pon of yodav v'raglov b'chamen be'er Shabbos mi'bedek for a Shabbos ooh mis'atev b'tzitzis v'yoyshev b'kriveid v'yosh mi'achil l'akpolas p'nei ha'Shabbos k'mo shu yoytze likas ha'melech. You should be sitting and waiting like Mechav Kamelech, as if that those other Amoraim who ran out and did that also. Then he says, in Alocha Beis, Alocha Gimel, Umi Kovas, I think what it means is you do three things. You take a shower, pon of yod v'raglov, or bath, whatever it is. You put on a talis, okay, and you sit down or you run out to greet the Shabbos queen. Odos is covered Shabbos. You mechaber Shabbos as if it's a melech. Then he says in Alocha Gimel, Umi kovod haShabbos. Sheyubash ksus nikiya, v'lo yiye malbush hachil ki malbush haShabbos. V'im ein loy lahachlif mishal shel talisoy kidei shelo yehei malbushoy ki malbush hachil. This inyan of kovod Shabbos, mikovod, is also noyeg on Yontif, because the Ram says, when we covered Shabbos, v'cheinu roi lo'odim shel yisoy bi'avei Shabbos, which is the next halacha also, yom tov men amincho l'mayle ke'ev Shabbos shedrover zeh b'chlal ha'covered. So what the Ika covered Shabbos is what? Is roichik ponu yodav v'raglov misatif b'talis v'boi v'nei tzikl Shabbos ha'malko mi'achal p'nei ha'melech. Umi covered Shabbos, not the covered Shabbos, but it goes into covered, okay, is in different malbush, okay. So what the Rashi does, it says, you don't have to run out with a different, you don't have to run out or sit down and play a Shabbos with different clothes. What you're doing is you wear the talis and you miyachal p'nei melech, miyachal p'nei melech. When do you wear the big day Shabbos? On Shabbos, and the covered Shabbos is on Shabbos, not Erev Shabbos, right? And Yom Kippur is also like that. What's the covered Yom Kippur? Ain't no Achilu Shasiyah. It's not talking about Erev Yom Kippur, because Erev Yom Kippur is not as Achilu Shasiyah. The Din Shaloy, hey, Mabush for Shabbos, Kamush Ochil, is the only covered Shabbos. Okay. Then the difference is covered Shabbos not to eat Erev Shabbos, okay, in order that you should, and then this covered Shabbos preparing Erev Shabbos, getting ready for Oinik Shabbos, okay, or having a table set, okay, Erev Shabbos. So I don't know, having the table set on Shabbos, you're doing anything. It has to be Dafke Erev Shabbos, okay. But for the Goyim to conclude because of all this, that Kovod Shabbos is Dafke Erev Shabbos, I don't know if that's true. They certainly did a Kovod Shabbos which are Dafke Erev Shabbos, and certain dinim which are not. Okay? But the difference over here is that the Ik Kovod Shabbos is Miyachet Pnei HaMelech, with the Mechitza and everything. And that's coming into Shabbos, like that. And then this covered Shabbos, which is the me covered Shabbos, which is two things, which is, I mean, it's wearing different clothes, okay? It's setting up the table before Shabbos, wearing different clothes on Shabbos, setting up the table before Shabbos, not eating a big suda before Shabbos, okay? Not eating kaveh suda before Shabbos. and also preparing for Oinik Shabbos. If I prepare Erev Shabbos on the Suda, that's also Mikovod, but that's all Mikovod Shabbos. And the Rambam's Mechadesh and Yontif, that are Mikovod Yontif, that not only Dinim of Yontif, is the Din Kovod is Chal and Yontif, but also Mikovod Yontif is also Chal and Yontif. Okay? So all I'm just trying to tell you, it's not clear to me, Shaloyim about Shbush Chosh Shabbos Kambush Shachol, it's a remez in the Pasuk V'chibaratoi, okay? But it's not a pool of Mesuyemes. Wearing clothes, if I had clothes on before Shabbos, that's not the issue over here. It's not Rashi that to put on the clothes before Shabbos. Kilu, as the Misati Batalisai, if I'm wearing different clothes before Shabbos, that's also Beseda. But I should have on myself different clothes on Shabbos. And that's the covet. Okay? And that, the Ram learns that a remez of v'chibaratoy, it's not the ikar kovod Shabbos, is genug. But the mitzvah of v'chibaratoy is basically meisim. Now, that really the Ram is referring to a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk in Tehillim is Yogati Bikori Nocha Grini Kolu Einai Miachal Elokai. It's pushed to Mitzapir B'Kiloi Nefesh for the Rabbi Lishon, and that's when he used the word Miachal over here, and that's the Yikovit Shabbos. And the Rav always used to say that's the Pshat in the Talis, that the din is, you're always misatip batalis when you see Shechina. And he used to talk about his barichos, okay? But that is, poshet, it's to go in the play of Shechina. That's misatip batalis over here. So then the psukim, amish chavdal is beseder, lamed is beseder, and that is what's going on here. The kal v'chayim and all the dinim of Shvis and the Keres is Chavdal, and that's Pulis. To Mishane, that you have different Sudas on Shabbos, and different Kovod Shabbos, that is a Dinin Kovod Noinik Shabbos. And that's he puts in Perek Lamed. So it means then, and we'll see about that, and the din of psia gasa is the din of a din of what? The din of psia gasa is the din of psulus musuyomis. Okay? Comes the shiltes, and the shiltes goes just the opposite. Because the shiltes in Bereshis, shilta aleph, inami, man de ko'ozo, l'dvar mitzvah, o l'piruka, O lebei midrasha b'shabbes ma'al l'vsoya psi agasa b'shabbes mi aminan kovod shabbes odif v'lo yifsa. Kovod shabbes odif v'lo yifsa. What's kovod shabbes odif v'lo yifsa? So it means the isa psiya is a problem of kovod shabbes. And he learns talking the whole pasuk is an issue of kovod shabbes. And if you look l'shitasai, he talking does it. Because he quotes the rest of the pasuk in Toshi Shabbos Laglecha there in Shilta Aleph. It's an amazing thing. Oh, see, there'll be more in the Shiltos. Even though Psi Gas Asos Dochecha, he learns the whole Pasuk, is the Pasuk of Kovod Shabbos. And that's what he says.
El Mizboile, let's look at Singlaka, in Shilta Aleph. El Mizboile, Laba Yisrael, Lienuge Bay, Bemichla, Obemishtia, Vikure Bilvusha, Ubechisuya, Maalia, Tixiv Kwas the Shabbos, Eri Chibat, Shluye, Mabushkal Shabbos, Kmushal Chur. מעשוי איתו אחר של ילוכו שבס תילוכו של חיל עומר גם הוא נו לא יזכו לפועלים וכו' מצור חפסכו חפסך עשו לך שמיים מותו ודה בדו ועושה היא ומותה אני תוקב לחשבוינס so the whole thing is covered Shabbos it's my mishti apis look I'm going to add this way two different talking come to show no it's all covered Shabbos And that's what he says. Shilta de machayvin de beis Yisrael, and then he puts the two things together. Lemeinach biyoma de shabata, dekad bal yakucha brichu laalma. When the brothers created the world, bal ye b'shita yome v'nach biyoma de shabata ubalche v'katche ki inish de bnei beisay. V'chad matzvis lei v'goma lei levirita ovid li lula chad yoima kiriam lei inche hilu bote tichsi v'yichal kim v'yom ha-shvi v'yom ha-lachmona nochu v'yom ha-shabata ki heichi denachi bei ano like I rested tichsi v'zochis yom ha-shabata kachay v'yose li'enuye bei Okay, you should make a yom inui. Okay, leinuye bay, leinuge bay, and then you should also leinuge bay b'michlo b'mishta machlo mishta covered v'ikul b'levushay b'ksur ba'aliyah because of Shabbos inay v'chibaret shalayim abush shabbos kabush shalchil. Everything is covered, and he goes into this and has a discussion about psigasa. The emes is psir gasol is cholok b'etzmi say dinai from the shultas nechapa. The shultas is covered, and therefore you can have a shaila of whether covered Shabbos is odif or chibul hatayr is odif. Logutz, okay? It's a shaila from dechias. It's a shaila from covered Shabbos. According to the Rambam, that it's mitzvah chefsach of a dabo dovo. You don't need dechias. It's the pulis in Perich of Dalet, which the chmitzer is mutter. What's the Gemara talking about? A ganze shak v'taya in the Gemara where you allow the lowitz lebeis haknesset b'shabbos? Because here's the chandrish. Why? Because when you're running, you're not doing a mitzvah. You're running to do a mitzvah. And that's the question back and forth with the inyan of chivuv, which goes this also goes into the heter of chafotzech and lochafse shemayim. According to the shilteris, the pasuk the Gemara quotes in brachos to say that it's mutalol, it's no shak v'tayim means that the taka was also because the steer at the covered Shabbos. So mechateise, the shaila, which one is more important? Which covered? Covered atayim or covered Shabbos? And it's a discussion back and forth. Whereas according to Rambam, this is the chiddush that it goes into Tzorkei, that the chivu mitzvah also goes into it. Mutar loritz b'shabbos l'dvar mitzvah, kagon shiorot lebeis haknesses, lebeis hamedrash, or mechashvin, cheshbonish shel mitzvah, v'chulei. The emes is, This is also like a binyana. Avu b'da'ay l'mitzah l'mire shenem v'neidu v'nirdufo l'adas l'ashem kloimik shenidufo niske l'yidia shekol advon tzvichin agdomus v'adif b'kan hi agdoma shemitei cheshkoi v'tavosoi hu horich mutsa u'mize yobol el yidia v'afilu b'shabes hu mitzvah v'af v'ein b'zeh mishum lo yei luchos al shabes ki luchos al chayil It's not a shayla which one's odiv. The shayla is it a ha'aritza mitzvah or not? So Bekitzi is, the Rambam,
the issue of what psiyagas is and what the stir is and what's going on is the Rambam and the Shultas. Achol b'etz nidina b'cha. Okay. That is the Gemara Brochas of Omer Beis, Omer Chelboy, Omer Huna, Hayyotri Beis HaKnesses, Al Yavsiya Psiyagasa. Omer Rabaye, Lomo and El Lemepak, Av Lemeo, to run to the Beis HaKnesses, Mitzvah Lemirat, Shem Medidu for Adas Hashem. Omer Zeyra Meiresh, Ki Abachazim El Hu Rabbonon, Kol Rihite, Lepirka, B'Shabata, Amina Kol Machalin, Rabbonon Shabata. Even the Shamana, Lohod Rabbi Tanchum, Oma Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Leolim Yoetz Odom, Ledvar Halocha Vafila B'Shabbos Shnema, Achre Hashem Yelecho, Ka'aye Yishag, Anon Nami Yehitna. So the Shiltas learns the Shaila is, what's Odif as the Shaila from Tachias. The Ram is Machadish, that over here it goes into a Hechitim Zdias Hashem, and this is also called Mitzvah. I know I have a note on it that it's very difficult. I know, okay? Beseda. I know. I think I wrote the note. I had a mind to write the note. I know the problem. I just didn't want to get up. I only have a minute left. Okay? Now, in the smack, he writes, in Mitzvah Reish Pei Aleph, Last is Kiddush B'Shabbos V'Al V'Tichsiz Ochaz Yom B'Shabbos Akachay V'Shin Zochir Al Yayin L'Sainik B'Shabbos Tichsiz Kos L'Shabbos Einik V'Chei Ramaz Moshe Rabbeinu B'Teir Tichsiz V'Sizir Kom Lachtechov V'Eich Yuchal Asiz Kom Lachtechov B'Shavua Echod El Yira Lo'odom B'Chol Shabbos Shiyu Kom Lachtechasuyos V'Eilecho Einik Godom Mizeh. Sounds good, like I'm bad on that. U'B'Chal Zeh Tichsiz V'Chibarte Masos Berchechov So all I want to tell you is that everything is said and done, I'm not sure. With Ramban, once you put the Ramban and you say that it should be a day that I'm to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay? And that's what Kovod and Oinig all about, okay? So I'm not sure where the Ramban puts, whether he has psulus musiomus like the Rambam, or he goes like the Shiltas. But whatever it is, psiagasa according to Ramban, is not a shvus. And that was my point. And it's mamash a whole different world. The Rambam, the way he met, the Gdullah Machavim, the way he wrote, the Hilchos Shabbos is unbelievable. You say that? That's all for now.